Politicians in Iowa always face tough questions, but a question that usually surfaces nationwide around this time is this: how come Iowa always gets to hold the first major contest of the presidential season? Here's Slate's Brendan Kerner with an explainer.
Iowa's electoral prominence started as a fluke. In the late 60s, the Iowa Democratic Party ruled that the caucuses had to be held at least 60 days before the state party convention. The 1972 Democratic State Convention was scheduled for May 20th, which meant the latest the caucus could be held was January 24th. Iowa took New Hampshire's place as the first contest on the road to the White House, and Democrat George McGovern exploited the new timing. He campaigned hard in Iowa, and his surprisingly strong second-place finish to Edmund Muskie created a fair amount of media buzz. McGovern went on to win the Democratic nomination. Iowa party officials also enjoyed the spotlight, and the Democrats made sure to select yet another early caucus date in 1976, as did the Republicans for the first time. That year, a little-known Georgian named Jimmy Carter ran away with the caucus. The landslide victory put the peanut farmer on the political map and helped create the folksy image that eventually earned him the presidency. To preserve its kingmaker role and the economic boon of hosting thousands of campaign workers and journalists, the Iowa legislature mandated that the caucuses be held 8 days before any other caucus or primary. The Secretary of State's office has also been active in lobbying the Democratic and Republican National Committees to preserve Iowa's unique status, arguing that the state's relatively small size makes it an ideal testing ground for presidential hopefuls. Lots of other states are openly jealous of Iowa's privileged status. They gripe that it's wrong to put such king-making power in the hands of a nearly all-white state with a mainly agricultural economy. Florida's Democratic Party discussed holding a straw poll last month, a meaningless exercise that nonetheless might have stolen some of Iowa's thunder. But the DNC frowned on the idea, and the Florida State Party relented.
Slate's Brendan Kerner. You can send your news-related questions to us at explainer@npr.org.